The reading is taken from Matthew, it's chapter 4, and it's verses 12 to 23. When Jesus heard that this is the word of the Lord. When John heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, along the Jordan. Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father, Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Let us pray. Lord, may the words I share help glorify your kingdom. Amen. Well, I'll start off with a good news story. When I turned up to do the 8 o'clock reading and the 8 o'clock talk, I realised I studied the wrong book. You might think, well, why am I up here if I've got no skills to actually check or read the right book? But I did also look at Matthew, but I did actually take the wrong book from Corinthians. So the good news is, it's probably going to be a shorter talk. Anyway, who's made New Year's resolutions? And did you keep them? Have you done the dry January, which everyone seems to be talking about? Obviously, Tom's not doing that. And I read somewhere that someone thought that if you drank dry sherry and dry gin, that counted. But I understand that's not quite the way it's meant to be. Anyway, in these readings, I say readings and the read-in, maybe, there are challenges and opportunities which could appear to be like a New Year's resolution. So I want to share you some of my thoughts. Today, I want to talk about discipleship and really allay any fears that to be a disciple, you don't have to be a leader or a vicar. No offence to Tom, but he's not here to be offended. Of course, he's leading in a different way, probably. But you can just be an ordinary person. The word Greek for disciple is matatai, which means follower, and to learn from the person you're following. I don't know if any of you seen the series of The Apprentice with Alan Sugar, and you have all these budding people just want to almost semi-worship him and follow him. They want to learn from him. Well, that's what really discipleship is. But what we got to do, we want to learn from Jesus and follow him. So in the gospel reading, if you put it into the content, we've got start off with John being put into prison. And then we really have the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, traveling from Nazareth to Capernaum, where he's fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah with his preaching, saying the repentance as the kingdom is near. I want to focus on verses 18 and 22. And there are four key elements. Firstly, we have the appearance of Jesus. We have the disciples at a place of work. We have the call to discipleship. And then also their obedient response. So Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. He wasn't going to a building. He wasn't going to the equivalent of a university to pick his disciples. He was just walking naturally among the area he lived in. It was a normal place. He comes across Peter and Andrew. They're at work. Again, not in a special place. They were just fishing. So Jesus can call us anywhere, at any place. We don't have to be that special person, maybe studying theology or anything. Jesus is there to point us, ordinary people, to be his followers. What was the response? The call to discipleship, come and follow me. And what was their reaction? No hesitation, an obedient response. How would we react to this call to be fishers of men? And how can we equip ourselves to be good bait so we can be effective fishermen? Many of us will not be directly called to fulfill full-time ministry or asked to make difficult decisions to move away from our family and friends to follow Jesus. However, in many ways, we are asked to make decisions that relate to our faith and have opportunities to witness and be disciples. I think Finchley said last week, listening and acting to God's call is difficult. It is, and it's a challenge. So in many ways, we are challenged on a daily basis to stand firm and witness. How can we do that effectively? We need to be a light or a beacon amongst our community. To be different, to attract people and invite them to know Jesus. We need to be good bait. I've never fished. I've not done a lot of it. I've never played football, Paul will tell me. But I've never been a fisherman. But I know that to be a fisherman, you've got to use bait. And you've got to use good bait. It's got to be appropriate for the type of fish you probably want to catch. So how do we become good bait? To be effective fishermen of people. To share in our faith. And share people with the love of Jesus. We've got to stand firm. And we've got to believe. We've got to live a good life. It's a very difficult thing to do at times. But what we've got to do is accept our challenges and opportunity. I'll just share a little thing with what's happening with me at the moment at work. At the moment, unfortunately, I've been challenged at work and I've been taken for a grievance and allegedly I'm bullying. It's a very difficult situation to be in. But for me, I've got to stand firm. In some respects, the issue relates to telling people the truth. And it's sometimes easier just to be one of them, but it isn't always the case. And it has been a difficult week for me. I make no bones about it. But before the meeting, I had to meet this person again. I just prayed. And I just asked God to be with me. And he was. It didn't resolve the issues. It's still going on. But I feel 10 times better. And sometimes that is a witness to be firm, because there's other people in my team who know what's going on and they are scared. And I've just got to stand firm. And sometimes it's like our faith when we are challenged to maybe accept the norm of society. We don't. We stand firm. And I sincerely believe that's what we got to do to be good bait and to be fisher of men and be effective witnesses. It's not easy, but God is with us. So like the disciples, they are ordinary people like us. But they were challenged to do extraordinary things. They're asked to follow Jesus, to be fishers of people. I doubt if they even knew what that meant at that time, but they took the challenge. So perhaps when we are asked to do these things, we need to stand firm and have faith. Near the end now, you'll be pleased. I believe we are all called to be disciples and to share our faith for people in word and actions. We're called to be disciples within our community, and each one of us has a role. But like the early disciples, when called, we need to do things. First of all, we need to go. We go to our community, our friends and family. We don't keep ourselves in a little room. We need to go out there. We need to obey, to be obedient to the call. Remember that Jesus will not push us beyond we can cope with. We need to listen. We need to spend time to discern and to listen to what God wants. How do we do that? We meet in fellowship. We can study the Word. We spend time with Jesus. And then we can be disciples. To be a disciple, be encouraged by what others do. So finally, remember, if we are to catch fish, we need to be good bait. And to do that, we need to be a light amongst our community so that people see us and our church as a different thing. We need to stand firm in what we believe, act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Amen.